Davar Hashem al Moshe Leimer. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Kisisa es Rosh B'nai Yisrael of Kudehem. When you will count the heads of the B'nai Yisrael according to their numbers, V'nosnu ish kofer nafshei l'Hashem b'vkodei sam. They each give a kapara for their nefesh when he counts them. And there shouldn't be a plague when they are counted. Plague, Rashi says, is an ayin hara. So one should not count the B'nai Yisrael by head. They used to count them through the machzis hashekel. There's a Moedik and Medrash in Tehillim that says about this pasuk, he sees us Rosh B'nai Yisrael. State in Tehillim, the Medrash in Tehillim, Kapitel Gimel. Rabim Oimrim Lenafsi. Many say about my soul, and Yeshua Saloiba Lakim Selo, that it has no salvation, it has no Yeshua in Hashem forever. Va'ato Hashem Mogen Ba'adi, you Hashem are my shield, the Kisisa Rosh. Kisisa Rosh, that is a shield for me in you Hashem. Peladika Medrash, what does it mean? Pasuk, Rabbi Meimer Lanashi and Yeshua Saloiba Lakim Selo. Many say about my soul, I have no Yeshua in Hashem forever. With what? With what are you my shield? With what do you protect me? With the pasuk of Kisisa. What exactly does it mean that they say that I have no Yeshua in you? But what is my salvation? How do you shield me? With Kisisa Reish. So there's a beautiful shot here from Rav Yonasan Eifshitz in his Sefer Medrash Yonasan. The Gemara says in Masechtas Tamid that this Apikoros asked Rava a question. It says in the Torah, Achri Harav Mahatis, that we should go after the majority, and most of the Umas, most of the nations of the world, they serve Avodah Zarah. So you too should go after Avodah Zarah. Achri Harav Mahatis, you should go after the majority. So Rava answered that there's a halacha that is davar shebiminyan, something that's counted, 1, 2, 3, 4, that does not become bottle of a rife. For example, if a drop of milk falls into a pot full of meat, you don't count drops, that's not something which is biminyan, that becomes bottle. But something which is countable, you count 1, 2, 3, that does not become bottle of a rife. So he says, that's the Pshat Zakarian Tanayushitz in this Medrash over here. Rabbi Meimer Lenavshi, and Yeshua Saloi Belekim. Why do you place your Yeshua? The rabbin goes after Rabbi Dezara. If the rabbin goes after Rabbi Dezara, you too should go after the rabbin. And any Yeshua Saloi Belekim telling you Yeshua should not be with Hashem, it should be with Rabbi Dezara. The fact that you gave us this mitzvah kisisa roish that we're counted, we become a davar shebiminyan. A davar shebiminyan does not become bottle of a roish. This is the way the Medrash Yonasan, Rav Yonasan Eifshitz learns pshat in the Medrash. Agav, this question was asked of Rav Yonasan Eifshitz when he was a little boy. Must have been about 7 or 8 years old. One of the dukes where he used to live, he heard about this brilliant boy, so he used to like to have conversations with him. So one time he asked him this question. It says in your Torah, that you go after the majority. So you go after the majority, most of the world doesn't believe in your religion, so why don't you go after them? So Yonasan answered, the din of going after the roi is if you have a suffix. You have a suffix, it's something kosher, it's something trade, you go after the majority. Well, he had no suffix. There's no happening in the world differently than you don't get kosher rice. That was the terrors that Yonasan Eifshitz gave. The Vilna Gaon is a Meirdike thing. Why was that Kodesh Baruch Hu B'davka Machdid on Machzis HaShekel? A half a shekel. Why not a whole shekel? Like, what's wrong with a whole shekel? Or something equal to a Machzis HaShekel, but a full coin? It's a strange thing here. Osher lo yar ba'adal lo yamit, machzis ha-shekel, b'davke half a shekel. Agarabba, you find in halacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes complete things. When it comes to measurements, you have to have a complete measurement. A mizbeach, if it's a little bit pogum, a little bit has a little bit of a dent, something is missing, the whole mizbeach is possible. A kais pogum, a kais that's missing a little bit, also the same thing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes holes. Why all of a sudden, when it came to the shekel, does he bedafka want the maxis shekel? So the Svarim HaKadoshim bring down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to teach us that every person should feel that he's not complete unless he gets together with somebody else. I'm only a half of an equation over here. I have to get together with my friend. I have to be able to help out my friend. That makes me complete. By myself, I'm only a half. But the Vilna Gaon says a beautiful chat. The Vilna Gaon says if you take the word machatzis, five letters, there's a tzadi in the middle. The outside letters are mem and sof, that's mace, that's death. The ones closer to the tzadi are ches and yud, that's chai. When you have tzedakah, the tzadi in the middle, it brings chayim, it brings chius, and it spreads apart the misa. That was the purpose of the Maxis HaShekel. The Yovim have Negev, they shouldn't have Negev, they shouldn't have a Magefa. So Maxis, the Mem Sof, is on the outside, the Ches Yud is right next to Tzedakah, Tzedakah Taxonim Others, and it's not some coincidence. We know that the letters of a word, they give a Kayach to the Bria. The world is created based on the Chav Dalet Oisiyos, and these are the letters of this mitzvah give Kayach to the Bria, and they give Kayach to the person. Tzedakah Taxonim Others. So he's up to Vilna Gaon. Pasuk says, Uvelev kol chacham lev nosati chachma. And in the heart of all that are wise of heart, I have given wisdom. In the heart of all that are wise of heart, I have given wisdom. Shteitin the Gemara in Brachas Dachman He. Amar Rav Yechanan. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisein chachma, el v'mishi yesh bei chachma. Hashem does not give chachma unless someone has chachma already. Shenemar, as it says in Daniel, capital Beis, Yohiv Chochmiso L'chakimen. He gives Chochma to those that are already wise. Rav Avahu says, from a different pasuk, from this pasuk that we have over here in this week's parasha, Uvelev Kol Chacham Lev Nosati Chochma. It's already a Chacham Lev beforehand. First it has to be a Chacham Lev, and then Nosati Chochma. So the famous question is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives Chochma to a Chacham Lev, but where did the original Chochma come from? How did it become a Chacham Lev to begin with? So Chaim Volozhiner says, a Meir Dikiteritz, Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Dalit. So Chaim Volozhiner, what is that original Chochma that's in the heart? That's the beginning of Chochma. Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. The first chokhmah that a person has to implant within himself. Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz miyirah shamayim. Everything is in the hands of Hashem to give, but yirah shamayim, that a person has to work on himself. A child, from the moment he's young, right away he's taught, there's a bari yoylem in the world, he's taught maidani lefanecha, he's taught the brachas. The first chinuch of a child, reishis chokhmah yirah Hashem. That is the Chacham Lev that we're talking about over here. The vessel to contain Chochmah, that's Yerushalayim. So maybe the Medrash and Shmuel. Medrash and Shmuel says that when David HaMelech killed Goliath, so now it was time for Shaul to find out about his Yichus. Shaul promised that whoever kills Goliath will marry his daughter. So he goes to Abner and he tells Abner Ben Ner, his general, Shaul Abner, Ben Miza Hanar, find out which family he comes from. Is he Roy? Is his Yichus Roy to come to the Beis HaMalchus? So Doyegoy, Dani, the troublemaker. Troublemaker. He was the one that brought the sinner between David and Shaul. He made Shaul jealous for David. He was the cause of Shaul killing Levi or Akrehanan. So Doyeg says, you're worried if he can come into Malchus? Why not first worry if he can come into Klal Yisrael? He stands from Maya, from Rusamayavi, Rusamayavis. Layavi Amenu Mayavi Bekal Hashem. So Abner said, what are you talking about? We have a drasha. Mayavi Veloy Mayavis. Mayavis, a woman is allowed to come into Klal Yisrael. Oh, so Doyeg, so yeah. He says, well, Yovi Mamzer Bekal Hashem. Yadash from the same thing over there. Mamzer Veloy Mamzeras. And they had a whole shakla v'tari going on between them. So, Medrash says that Shaul told Avner, go to Shmuel Hanavi and go ask him the halach. So Avner went to Shmuel Hanavi and he asked him, you know, we had this conversation, and I said this, and Doyeg said that. He says, halacha l'moishim l'sinai. What Doyeg says, Hanach loy l'doyeg, Doyeg will be nifter without any tayr. No tayr at all. You have to understand who we're talking about. Doyeg was a Rosh Hashanhedrin. Rosh Hashanhedrin in those days, in the times of the Nevi'im, was a Gevaldik in Madrega. Says he was called Doyeg or Adoni because whoever would come and speak to him and learning would leave with a red face. Adoni. He'd be embarrassed because Doyeg was so great in learning. And Afal Pikein on him, Shmuel Hanavi said he's going to die without any learning. Why is that? Because Reishis Chachm Yiras Hashem. The vessel for Chachma is Yiras Hashem. And the vessel for Chachma, Chazal say, that just like they used to put preservatives into wheat to keep it for a long time, what are the preservatives of Chachma? Midas and Yerushalayim. Without Midas and Yerushalayim, Chachma does not have a kiyum. That's what the Torah is telling us over here. Uvelev kol chacham leiv. In the heart of everyone that's wise of heart, nosaki chachma, but you need that chacham leiv, you need the Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. Beautiful part. It says about the Keteres, v'shachakta mimeno hodeik. You should grind it to be very fine. The Keteres was ground to be very fine. So there's a very interesting Gemara in Krisus. The Gemara in Krisus, that Vavim Idbei says, Omar Mar, kishuhu shoychek, when the fellow's about to grind it, Omer, the person in charge tells him, heite hodeik, fine, you should grind it. Hodeik, heitev, grind it fine. Heitev, hodeik, hodeik, heitev. Fine, you should grind it fine. So the Gemara, this is a riot to what Rav Yochanan said. Rav Yochanan said, the fact that you see that he tells it to him in front of the Ktayres, we see that the sound of talking is good for the process of the Ktayres. The fact that the Ktayres, I guess here's the vibrations of the sound, heitev, hodeik, hodeik, heitev, that's good for the Ktayres. Rav Yochanan said that the same way the koil is not good for wine, sounds are not good for wine, we'll see in a minute, that's the way sounds are good for Ketayrus. What's the din by wine? You find just the opposite. By wine, the wine that was on top of the barrel was puzzled for the Mizbeah. It still had little pieces of whatever in it. The bottom of the barrel has sediment in it. That also wasn't kosher. So you needed the middle of the barrel. So how did they work? And a fellow would pour out the wine. And when the Mamuna that was in charge would see it turning a darker color, he would nudge him with a stick. Okay, stop. This is the wine we need. He wouldn't say a word. He wouldn't say a word. Shh. Quiet. Why? Rabbi Yochanan says that the same way sound is good for Bisamin, sound is not good for wine. So by wine, he was quiet. Didn't say a word. You say something, it's going to affect the quality of the wine. Lehepach, when it comes to Bisamin, heitev, hodeg, hodeg, heitev, mikan sha'akol yofel ha-Bisamin. What is the difference between Bisamin and wine? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it that way? That talking is good for Bisamin, but talking is not good for wine. It's Bislacher Peledikazach. So I saw Meir the Kipshat in the Sefer Be'er Yosef from Rav Yosef Svi Salant. We know that wine is a tainik haguf. It's mamish like from the chief tanugim of the body. Everybody goes crazy over wine. Me personally, the more expensive the wine, the less I like it. I like the cheap $3.50 Rashi cream Concord. The more, I don't know, for some reason, the more expensive it is, I can't disable it. But, you know, wine is a major thing in the world. You know, I like the wine that tastes like Kool-Aid. You know? But wine is a major thing in the world. Wine is tanuge haguf. Bisamim, on the other hand, we know is a tainit for the neshama. Meitzay Shabbos, when we lose our neshama yaseira, we smell bisamim. Rav Yochanan told us a seir over here. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Mishnah says, Harbe gadalti ben achachomim, v'lemotzosi laguf toiv elo shtika. The matters of the body, the best thing is to be silent. To be the menucha, don't talk so much, don't get so involved in the gashmias. Ma tachlisei ba'odam ba'ayvomer, the Gemara says, yosem atzma ki'ilen, be silent, be oisik in introspection, in thought, that's a menucha thing. I would think when it comes to the Torah, it's also like that. So the Gemara notes, Tzedek Tidaber. When it comes to Torah, you should speak, Oz Nidberu Isha Hashem Isha Reyehu, Yirei Hashem Isha Reyehu, Vayakshav Hashem Vayishma. When it comes to Yerushalayim, when it comes to Torah, then Dibur is good. That's the pshat. By wine, which represents Tanuge Haguf, better to remain silent. The more you talk about Tanuge Haguf, you get involved in it, it becomes a Ganze Eitzik, it becomes a Ganze Manashiro, and you get all orangutan in the Gashmias. The Hepech, when it comes to Ruchnius, when it comes to Samim, represents the Ruach, it represents the Neshama, the spirit within the person, Adarabah, Tzedek Tidaberu, then Dibur is a Gevalde Gezach. I saw Moir de Gemaisa last week. Moir de Gemaisa, which shows us, you know, we're far from this Madrega, but it, you know, you have to see what reality is, and that sometimes has an effect on us. This Maisa must have happened about 30, 40 years ago. The Yid that lived in Bnei Brak, his name was Reuben Yonan Shulman. He used to work, you know, he worked for a parnasa, but the rest of the time he sat and learned. He was Isaac and Taylor, Manish, Masnik, Love, a big time club. So his father-in-law was Nifka. So together with his wife, they decided to take the mother-in-law in. She would live with them. They'd be machabeder, take care of her, give all the... His wife suggests, Hayesh, his mother-in-law, she doesn't really have what to do during the day, so she needs a telephone. So we have to get a telephone into the house for the mother-in-law. They didn't have a telephone. But for the mother-in-law, they should bring in a telephone. But the woman says, what? A telephone in the house? Mamish... Dvarim b'teilim on the telephone. Who knows lashon hara and who knows what they speak on the telephone? I can't be masi. I can't let a telephone into the house. Like by then, the telephone was like a television or the internet. I can't let a television. I can't. So they decided they'll go to his brother, Marcha Shulman, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of Slabodka. They'll go and ask him for an eitzah. They went and asked him for an eitzah. So he decided. On one hand, Marcha, you're right. You can't have a telephone in the house. You never had it before, you can't have a telephone in the house. The other thing, said, your wife is right, her mother needs something to do. So the logical thing to do is place the telephone on the outside of the house, on one of the back walls where nobody passes by, and you'll put it in a remote place, and there your mother-in-law can go talk. If she has to talk, she'll talk on the phone over there. Gewaltig idea. So what did he do? They put it somewhere in a remote place on the outside of the house, not on the inside. They covered it with a box with a lock and key, and only the mother-in-law had the key. Nobody else had the key to the phone. This was the musig. This was the musig in the olden days in Bnei Brak. Not even a telephone.
Password, yeah.
What?
I need a password.
A password, yeah. You need a password for it also. Not even a telephone. A telephone in the house. These are the musig. We're far from that. We're not living in such a time. Over. Over from seeing the way Kedoshim lived, we could memela take a lesson for ourselves. The ribuy of talk and the ribuy of being Isaac in talking about Gashmi's Dikinyonim, Adarabi, you see that Chazal frowned upon that. Hakol Yofel Abisomim, when it comes to wine, when it comes to Tanuge Haguf, then Adarabi, then it's better to be quiet. When Motosi Laguf Toiv, Elo Shtikim. V'shamru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, la'asos es ha-Shabbos l'dayroisham v'ris oilam. The b'nei Yisrael, they kept the Shabbos, la'asos es ha-Shabbos, to make the Shabbos l'dayroisham. So the Chofetz Chaim, I'm sorry, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh asks the question, what does it mean la'asos es ha-Shabbos, that we make Shabbos? We don't make Shabbos. Shabbos is there in Mela during the week, every 7 days is Shabbos. Yomim Tovim, you could say that's totally in Bezdin. Bezdin's Mekadosh the Chodesh. Bezdin decides when Yom Tov is, so they make this man of Yom Tov. But Shabbos is clear, the kind of Shabbos is regular. It's the seventh day of the week. What does it mean? La'asos es ha-Shabbos. As I said to Rechaim HaKadosh. Zot Rechaim HaKadosh, what does it mean we make the Shabbos? We add Mechol El HaKadosh. Extra time before Shabbos, we add Mechol El HaKadosh. And for Tzoy Shabbos, we're also most of time. That's called La'asos es ha-Shabbos. That is our opportunity to take time, which is Chol, and turn it Mechol El HaKadosh. We make it into Shabbos. Chofetz Chaim said, how foolish are the people that are Ma'akrim, Kones l'Shabbos, they delay coming into Shabbos, and they're memaharim lotzeis. The minute, oh, is Shabbos over yet? Okay, Shabbos is over. Okay, let's, you know. How foolish are people that do that? And he says over a mice, there was a person in Rabin that used to do this. He used to keep his business open till the last possible moment, and then the second Shabbos was over, zoom back into the business again. So Chavos Chaim called him over, he says, you remind me of a mice. There was a Goyish peasant that he was a farmer, and he used to bring bundles of fruits, bundles of vegetables to the different grocery stores. The guy was illiterate, couldn't write, couldn't make right numbers or whatever. So they made up, he's going to deliver a whole bunch of bundles to the grocery store. How are they going to keep record? He took off his hat, and for every bundle he brings into the storekeeper will put a penny in, and then afterwards they'll count up the pennies. For every bundle, he'll get $10. Fine. So the pennies start piling up and piling up and piling up. The peasant looks, he sees that the grocery store guy is not looking, so he takes a bunch of pennies and dumps it into his pocket. You know, and it goes weiter, and again, he takes some more, and he fools them and puts them into his pocket. And then he gets paid. He goes back to his friends, he says, oh, did I pull one over on that Jew? Oh man, did I have that Jew good? I wasn't looking, I have the pennies. From Shaita Sheba Oilam. Shaita Sheba Oilam. Penny wise and dollar foolish. You know? So the Chofetz Chaim is the same thing. A guy hops around those extra minutes before Shabbos. Every second of Kedusha that a fellow instills into those moments, a mamish moly bracha, nachal abalim etzorim. Every second is worth a hoin rab of Aisha. So what are you doing? You're trying to take away and dump it into your pocket? That's a foolish thing. So Zok the Chofetz Chaim. So I saw brought down, there was a yid by the name of Simcha Kaplan, the Rav of Tzfas, said over the following story. When he learned in the Mir Yeshiva in Europe, so he stayed over at the home of a balabos with his wife. So one Erev Shabbos, he woke up early in the morning to go to Yeshiva, and he sees the balabos dressing up. He's going into the main city. Mir was this little, tiny little hamlet that Arayim Hazeh is like from back in the 1600s. Mamash Arayim. It's such a remote. That's why the yeshiva was so much liach. It was mufke from civilization. It's mamash. It's a place you're able to think and be involved in learning without any shter. So he hears the wife telling the balabos he's going to the main city to buy stuff for Shabbos, but remember, it's Shabbos today, you gotta be back on time. And she warns him a second time, make sure to be back on time, and make sure to be back on time. And he was wondering, why is she getting so nervous about it? He came back from yeshiva at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It was a summer Friday afternoon, still plenty of time for Shabbos, and she's standing by the window. Where is he already? What's taking him so long? It's going to be Shabbos soon. What's going to be? So he walks over to the woman. He says, excuse me, I'm wondering, you know, there's plenty of time, you have plenty of hours left to Shabbos, why are you so worried about your husband coming home already? So she says, I'll tell you a mice. They had a son by the name Berela. He says, for many years they didn't have any children. And finally they were blessed with a child, and the kid was sick, like mamish, different parts of the body were not functioning. They went to their local doctor, and the doctor says there's nothing he could do. They went to a big doctor in Vilna. The doctor said, you know, the only thing you could do is make the kid comfortable. It's just a matter of time. The kid is not going to survive. The mother heard this, she started crying bitter tears. I waited for this child for so long. Now it can't be. They stayed in a hotel in Vilna overnight, and the people, they heard her crying. And they asked her, what's wrong? And she told them, she says, you know what? They told her, why don't you go to the Chofetz Chaim? Chofetz Chaim gives brachas. That tzaddik, that kodesh, go to him. They traveled to the Chofetz Chaim. And they got in, the grandson of the Chofetz Chaim let them in. And she told her whole story, and she was crying. Chofetz Chaim says, what could I do? I wish I had money to give you. You should go to Vienna, to the big doctors. I don't know what I could tell you. So she cries weiter, and she says, I want a bracha. And the grandson says, it's a ben yochid. So the Zayde should give a bracha. So the Chofetz Chaim said, very well. If you promise to be Magdim Shabbos, to bring Shabbos in early, then maybe there's hope. So she asks, what does it mean to be Magdim Shabbos? He said, by Chatzos, tablecloth is on, the candles, the challahs are set, dinnerware is on, as if you're waiting for a big guest, and you should stop doing melacha considerable amount of time before Shabbos. And then, actually there's hope. So she said, and she said to herself, if you would tell me to fast for 2 years straight, I would do that. I'm getting off easy. So she was makabel on herself. Her husband was makabel. By the time they reached home, they already saw Shinui in their kid. They already saw Shinui. A few weeks went by, the kid was perfect. So they went to the doctor in Vilna, the doctor that told them that there's no hope, they should just make him comfortable. And the doctor looks at the kid, he says, this is not the same kid you brought me. And they insisted, yes it was. He says, where did you? You went to Vienna? To the big doctors? They said, no. We went to the Chofetz Chaim. So the doctor said, he wasn't a doctor. The doctor said, I'm able to take a heart that's not functioning so well and help it function properly. But if there's no heart there at all, I can't do anything. Your kid had no heart there. There was nothing there. There was nothing working. The Chofetz Chaim is able to take a yesh me'ayin. He's able to turn a nothing into a something. This is what the Yid said. One more short vart. It says that when Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came in front of the Bnei Yisrael, he used to put a mask on. Kani Arpono, he used to come, put a mask on when he spoke to the Bnei Yisrael. But when he came in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Mishkan, Yosir HaMasre, he would take away the mask. So Kivega says a beautiful word in Drush. Kivega says, Moshe Rabbeinu was the honor of Mikol Adam. He was the biggest honor. How does an Anav get up and rule over a nation that's also an Amshay Oyrev? They weren't an easy nation. A person that's Beteva and Anav, how can he rule over that? She says, for that he had to put on a mask of Gaiva and a mask of authority. And he used to tell them, this is the way to go and this is the way it's going to be. But after he wasn't in front of Klal Yisrael anymore, when he spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't need that mask of Gaiva. So when he came back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was able to be himself. By Yosef Es HaMasva, he removed that mask of Gaiva, and he was able to go back to being the honor that he was. A good Shabbos, everybody.
More psukim than the tzaddim. From when we should have another 20 minutes. All right. So much more to say. You summed it up pretty well in a half an hour.
I didn't give you a shakaya last week. You weren't here.
No,
in Russia.
Yeah,
that's.